This is the Forex Q&A podcast. This is VP, professional Forex prop trader here in the United States, answering your user-submitted Forex trading-related questions every Monday morning. Now, if you have a question that is on your mind and you have already watched all the material and you still have a question remaining, what you do is go to nononsenseforex.com/askVP, fill out the form, and I will get back to you typically within 48 hours. It is episode 28, and it is New Year's Eve, 2018. And we here at No Nonsense Forex would like to thank you for a wonderful 2018. I released 3 videos back in January. I let them sit there as I figured out what I was going to do with the channel and the podcast and everything else, and then really got started in June. And here we are, 28,000 YouTube subscriptions later. Over 1,000 readers on the blog every single day. Podcast numbers are very hard to track because Spotify tracks things differently than all the other platforms do. And then a lot of you get your podcast on YouTube. So, but between all of those, numbers are really, really good. Far beyond my wildest expectations up to this point, which is really, to me, kind of the 6-month mark. And, you know, it turns out there were more people out there that were tired of the same old Forex information over and over again than I thought. The people wanted something different. They wanted something that was a lot easier to understand, something they could start implementing right away. Something that would instantly change the results that they were getting. And all of this delivered by one cocky, know-it-all son of a gun. Now, maybe you didn't ask for that last part, but that is what you got. And you will be getting a lot more of this in 2019. Now, we got a lot in store for you here for 2019. And for this coming year, I am stepping on the gas. We are going to move this channel forward. I want more people to know about this. So there's going to be a little bit of advertising maybe on Facebook, to where you can really do a lot with a little. And when you're not making any money off of this, a lot for a little is really good. Now, you might see some of the blog articles turn up on places like Medium, which is a really good way to get that out to people who haven't seen it before. And then I might start taking some interviews on other podcasts. I've been asked before, and so I'm going to take a few people up on that offer, and I think we can get a lot of good new people that way too. Now, fear not, traders. I do get this question sometimes, that if this channel gets too big and people all start trading this way, is it going to end up changing the way spot Forex is traded throughout the world? And I can pretty much tell you with confidence that we could grow by 500 times and it would not even make a dent in things. So don't worry about that, but the more the merrier. I want as many people as possible to at least have the chance to have this information in front of them. What you do with it is up to you, but it is only fair to have different viewpoints to pick from before you start going all in and start trading. Now, as far as 2019 goes, a little bit of good news, a little bit of bad news, depending on how you look at it. I sat down and I wrote out all the videos and podcast episodes that I had in my head right now. And especially as far as videos goes, and podcast episodes are different because I can always just get those ideas from you. But as far as actual trading videos go, there's 52 weeks in a year, and I only have about 40 to 45 ideas for videos, which means that there is an above average chance that the trading videos for sure will probably come to an end after 2019. There's a decent chance that everything will come to an end after 2019. Now understand, this is not necessarily a bad thing. I mean, imagine if a brand new trader came to find this channel and said, oh, wow, I really like this. I want to trade this way. What do I need to do? And then my answer is, well, you need to go watch these 300 videos and then go read these 200 blog posts. And then and only then are you going to get a pretty good idea of how to trade the right way. That's a really tough sell. You know, that'd be a pretty big letdown for a lot of new traders. I am very much quality over quantity. The videos I make are called evergreen videos, which means you can watch them 10 years into the future and they will still be relevant. I don't do videos that say, oh, hi, traders. It's January 3rd, 2019. Let's go see what the markets are doing. Because not even 3 days later, like, nobody wants to watch that video. You know, those videos become completely irrelevant. That's not the content that I put out. But I'm also really careful with my evergreen content that I don't spread myself too thin. Before starting the podcast, I looked up my podcast competition. And I'm not going to say the name. You can find it yourself. But there was a very similar podcast out there that did the same Q&A type format in regards to Forex that decided to do a podcast every single day and had over 400 episodes, which I couldn't imagine doing something like that. But he would start to make an entire episode over like the most rudimentary questions like, what is a bull? What do you mean by bear? Like an entire episode would be dedicated to that one question. And I'm just looking at it like, ooh, wow. Make sure your podcast never gets to that level of desperation. When the number of quality, solid topics in Forex come to an end, No-Nonsense Forex will as well. But all of the content will remain live for everybody to see for as long as they want. And then I can finally close this chapter of my life and then move on to the next one. So that is a look ahead into what to expect in 2019. Thank you all for a great 2018. We could not have done this without you. But moving forward into this year, this is really where shit starts to get real. And there is going to be a word for 2019 that I'm going to keep coming back to. It is going to be our theme for the entire year. For those of you who watch this on YouTube or just want to go to YouTube, if you think you have an idea for what that one word might be, type it in the comments section below and put that word in quotation marks. I doubt you will get it, but if you do, I will give you a personal shout out on next week's episode. But from a trading standpoint, 2019 is going to be a very, very big year for many of you. And I always want you to keep this word in mind. So we're going to reveal what that word is in the next episode, since it will be the very first one of 2019. And then one more thing before we get to the question. To show my appreciation for those of you on my email list, I sent you something this week. It's a really cool little indicator. If you're on my list, you should have gotten it. The email title in all capital letters was, "Yo, do not reply." So if you don't think you've received it, go back to your inbox and look at what you've gotten this past week. It should be there. And if it is not, all you have to do is go to nononsenseforex.com, lower right-hand-ish corner, and put your name and your email in that little box right there, and it will take you directly to a thank you page. There is no email confirmation, but on the thank you page, I have also put the video and the link on there, and I will keep it up there for a little while. So if you didn't receive it, don't worry. You don't need to contact me for any reason. Just sign up again, and it should be right there on the thank you page. And as long as you spelled your email address correctly, you should be on the list and good to go. And at that point, if you are not, then there's really nothing else I can do about it on my end. But I just want to make sure that you all got what I sent you. So it is the Forex Q&A podcast, and this week's question is from Maiko, M-A-I-C-O. I responded, and I asked him, how do you pronounce your name? And he didn't get back to me, so it's going to be Maiko from Phoenix, Arizona. And this is going to be a very long question, so I'm just going to go ahead and read the whole email he sent. Maiko asks, let me pull it up here. I started my demo account with $20,000 in September on a 1 to 50 leverage. I have almost quintupled my demo account as it has now grown to $96,000 in 3 months. A big tribute to this success, besides trading the daily chart and money management, is that I never set a stop loss. Except when my trade goes positive, I set it just above entry. If my trades go negative, I have enough margin to wait days, even weeks if need be, for it to go positive. Uh-oh. I attribute this to decent money management, right, because I don't use up all of my margin after a few active trades and have enough room for this to happen. Is this method reckless? Yes. And dangerous? Yes. Even though it has been successful for me in demo. Thank you for your time. Okay, so there's a lot here, obviously, and I do get questions like this quite often. And I got even more after I shot the patience video, which is the last trading video that we've done so far. In particular, when I said that you should be shooting for a 10 to 15% yearly return. If you go over that, then that's great. Because after that, two different types of people started to surface. The first were the people who were like, whoa, I am making way more than that. I implemented your strategies and now things are just going crazy good. Are my expectations too high here? And then there were other people who were like, whoa, 10 to 15%, that sounds really low. You know, I got into this business to make a lot more. I have this mentor guy over here who's making 25 times that. 10 to 15%, no way. So we'll tackle both of these. But Mako's question was a little more specific because he is getting these results without using a stop loss. Traders, listen to me. Never, ever, ever think that it is okay to not have a stop loss. Mako even said it himself. He took a trade that went against him and would have hit his stop loss, but he just waited it out, and over time, it finally went in the direction he wanted. And now certainly that can happen. But what has an equal chance of happening is that trade never, ever coming back your way. At least not before you've lost all your money, especially if you're leveraging up like that. And now the only way to, quote, quintuple your demo trading account in such a short amount of time like that is to have completely reckless money management like Mako had in this example. Now, I think he realized that, and he was just looking for me to confirm what he had pretty much already suspected. So this isn't on him. A lot of us go through stages like this. We don't have the patience, we get stars in our eyes, and we want big results right away. And we're willing to do things like completely over-leverage and not put stop losses because we don't want to take losses. All we want to do is get those really big wins all the time. And every once in a while, the stars are going to align and it's going to give you those really, really big wins. And if this has happened to you and it has happened in a real money account, here is my advice. Enjoy your win, cash out, walk away with your earnings, and never trade Forex again. Because this complete downshift in money management is not a change that you are going to want to make, especially after the absolute euphoria of making this level of gain. And if you re-enter the market with this same reckless level of money management, you are going to lose everything in a very short amount of time. It is inevitable. It certainly doesn't seem that way to you now. All the endorphins and dopamine running in your head is going to make it impossible for this message to get through to you. But that's fine. I still want it out there and on the record. You parlayed that $5,000 into $80,000? Great. There is a tiny, tiny, tiny chance of that happening, but there is a chance, and you hit it. But the chances of you duplicating that are about as close to zero as humanly possible. Cash out, take the money and run. But if you're listening to this on December 31st, wait a day so you can avoid taxes. You pretty much just hit a lottery ticket. So don't spend all of those winnings on more lottery tickets. Take the money and run. I'll get questions often at times too that say, hey, look, I'm in a situation here where I need money a lot faster than most people do. Can I use higher risk than the 2% that you recommend? Can I put my stop losses deeper and my take profits deeper than you do? And my answer is, you can do whatever you want, but you'll never get my blessing on this. That is never, ever what I recommend. Your situation has nothing to do with this. There is no excuse ever for reckless money management. Stop asking for my thumbs up on this. You're never getting it. I'm 53 years old and I didn't save anything for retirement. Can I? No. I need to come up with 10 grand by the weekend or this loan shark's going to come and break my legs. No. I'm 95 years old and I'm about to die. No. I do not care what your reasoning is. And neither does the market. The market and the universe punish those who don't have patience and discipline. Now, maybe one out of every 10,000 tries are going to reward somebody right away with something very short term. This does happen. But it's only setting you up for a bigger crash. Let's say you got a guy or you know a guy that says he's doing a 100% return year after year. Awesome. What the hell are you doing here? Go with that person and double your money year after year. You'll never have to watch a Forex trading video ever again. But you'll be back because that shit's not real. If anybody out there can get those results over the course of a year and then do it again the very next year, then it's worth standing up and paying attention to. But until that happens, and until you've actually seen it, don't believe the hype. Because those types of numbers are damn near impossible. And the people claiming to do this are likely playing a trick on you, and there are many ways to do this. If you guys go back to the blog that I did on EAs, on Forex Robots, it has a good list of about 5 or 6 ways that people do this. There's no real need to mention those here. The podcast is already going to run long, but if you want more information, I'll link that one down below. There will be no blog for this podcast, so if you want to go and read one, that's a good one to brush up on and see really how these people trick you into thinking they produce this kind of results when in real life they don't. Now, in terms of risk, that 2% risk that I told you about all the way back in the risk video, I will link that down below as well. In that same video, I showed you how taking a $50,000 account down to $40,000 is almost Armageddon. Because now, overnight, you're going to pretty much have to turn into Warren Buffett in terms of return on investment just to get that money back to break even. So I ran the numbers, and at a 2% risk, you would pretty much have to lose 11 trades in a row, all the way down to where it hits your stop loss, before you ever got to that point. Now remember, the way we do things here, with a good exit indicator, the chances of this happening are extremely, extremely small. At No Nonsense Forex, we put the odds in our favor, and this is one of the ways we do that. Now, if you were to ratchet that risk up to 3%, for example, the amount of trades, losing trades, all the way down to your stop loss that it would take to get to that minus 20% goes from 11 all the way to 7. Now, again, the chances of that happening are still pretty low if you do things our way, but they're still a lot more probable than they were before. I can't really remember the amount of the longest losing streak that I've been on, but it was right about 5, 6, maybe even 7 trades. It was bad. And it doesn't happen often, but it can happen to everybody. Now, is my risk sometimes a little bit higher than 2% when market conditions are right? Yes, it is. But I've also been doing this for 10 years and for almost 5 at a professional level. So at this point, and only at this point, I can go a little bit higher. But I have enough experience and consistent positive results to do that. These brand new traders that are doubling, tripling their money, even more, that keep thinking these results are just going to keep happening, there's not much I can say because you're not going to want to hear it right now. You're not going to believe it. Just make sure I was on the record saying this. Cash everything out, take the money and run, never come back. For the rest of you, always use stop losses, never go higher than a 2% risk, and stop asking my permission to do anything else because you're not going to get it. There is no substitute and there is no excuse for bad trading discipline, bad money management, or lack of patience. It is binary. The market does not care, and neither do I. Now, can you still get great results over time trading Forex? Of course, that's why we do it. And you can. It just takes a while. And that is the goal of this channel. It's not to get you all of those results in one shot, because all that does is give you bad habits that are going to screw you up down the road. No, the goal is to make you a profitable trader now, and to put the structure in place to give that to you for the rest of your trading life. And in 2019, we're going to put all of the rest of the pieces in place to make sure that that happens. Are you on board with that? Good. Let's go get it.